In the face of rampant inequality, the Governor of the Bank of England, Mark Carney, said this yesterday in his trademark wordy way.
Just like any revolution eats its children, unchecked market fundamentalism can devour the social capital that is necessary, that is essential for long-term dynamism of capitalism itself.
He was having a dig at a capitalist system potentially out of control and almost certainly out of ethics. It's a system which has, arguably of late, delivered increasing inequality both in the UK and around the world. Concentrate now. For Britain, here are some stats and facts.
The richest 1,000 people's wealth is equivalent to a third of the UK's entire GDP. That's the value of all the goods and services we provide. The five richest families in the UK are wealthier than the bottom 20% of the entire population. Oxfam says since the mid-1990s, the incomes of the top 0.1% have grown almost four times faster than the incomes of the bottom 90% of the population. There are now 104 billionaires in the UK with a combined wealth of £301 billion. That figure has rocketed up from £245 billion just last year.
You may have some concept of £1 million, but just how much more is a billion? Just how rich are these people? Well, here's a great fact for you. 1 million seconds lasts for 11 days. 1 billion seconds lasts for 31 years. That's a good fact, right? Tell your friends. I'd also like to share a graph with you. Tricky on the radio, I know, but the graph's title is Share of Income Received by the Richest 1% in Britain. Now, across much of the 21st century, the graph does this. But in the mid-1970s, this graph bottoms out, and then the wiggly line does this. You get the idea. And this is most certainly not just happening in Britain.
The top 1% has increased its share of wealth in 24 out of 26 advanced economies.
That's the chief of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde. Speaking yesterday, she had this remarkable fact.
If you take the 85 wealthiest people in the world, they can all fit in a double-decker bus, right? Well, they have more amongst themselves than half the population of the world. The poorest half, of course, but that's 3.5 billion people.
Whether in the US, the UK, Africa or China, the pattern is similar. It seems the cliché is true. The rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer.